council appointed to be read for this, the 19th Sunday after Pentecost, is taken from the epistle of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brethren, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new man, which has been created according to God in justice and in holiness of truth. Wherefore, put away lying and speak truth, each one with his neighbor, because we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down upon your anger. Do not give place to the devil. He who was wont to steal, let him steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands at what is good, that he may have something to share with him who suffers need. And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. Matthew. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, Jesus spoke to the chief priests and the Pharisees in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who made a marriage feast for his son. And he sent his servants to call in those invited to the marriage feast, but they would not come. Again, he sent out other servants, saying, 'Tell those who are invited, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatlings are killed, and everybody and everything is ready. Come to the marriage feast.' But they made light of it and went off, one to his farm and another to his business, and the rest laid hold of his servants, treated them shamefully, and killed them. But when the king heard of it, he was angry, and he sent his armies, destroyed those murderers, and burnt their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The marriage feast indeed is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Go therefore to the crossroads and invite to the marriage feast whomever you shall find.' And his servants went out into the roads and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad, and the marriage feast was filled with guests. Now the king went in to see the guests, and he saw there a man who had not on a wedding garment. And he said to him, 'Friend, how didst thou come in here without a wedding garment?' But he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet, and cast him forth into the darkness outside, where there will be weeping and the gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" Thus for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, I will certainly be brief today because of the ceremony. There is nothing in particular in the bulletin that needs to be brought to your attention, which you can certainly read for yourselves. The ceremony this morning, I will point this out to you, is not exactly in the sequence as it would normally be. But for the sake of many reasons, really, one or two items have changed. So do not be alarmed that something is not exactly as it was put in the book. Brethren, be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new man, which has been created according to God in justice and holiness of truth. It is really coincidental that this particular ceremony was scheduled for this morning with this particular epistle. The affair of this morning is an affair of faith. And it is indeed a putting on of a new man. And the old has to be completely destroyed, must be completely put away. And we must understand what completely means. Do we keep part of the old man and somehow merge him in with in you, this doesn't work. It's a matter of faith. And what this young lady is doing this morning is a matter of tremendous faith. And we have to comprehend that. We do not, as Christians, need vision. If we have faith, vision is unnecessary. Vision is only for those who do not believe, who do not know how to believe. They need vision. And in these days and times, we must be very careful because even in Christian circles, we do find people who seek out vision, who seek out visionaries. People who can somehow foretell the future of coming events. Remember, we used to condemn the fortune tellers, did we not? So this morning, there is not a question of vision. It is a question of faith. This woman believes. And because she believes, nothing else need be said. And because she believes, we should believe. And because of her belief, our belief should be made stronger. And we should stop looking around corners. And we should stop looking for people to tell us what is about to be, or what should be, or what might be. This is all in the hands of God. As a matter of fact, did we not hear our blessed Savior himself, that there were certain things that he did not know? Did he not say there were certain things that were none of his business? Did he not say that only the Father knew certain things? And he had peace. And this woman has peace. We must pray for her. We must pray for what she stands for. We must pray for what she's trying to do. We must pray for what we stand for and what we're trying to do. So, my beloved people, we should be grateful this morning that Almighty God has visited us with a vocation. And we must pray for many more to come in the future. Men and women of faith. Men and women who know how to trust God. Men and women who pray and who say, "Dear God, I do believe. Help me in my unbelief." God bless you.